This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I gotta love it. We're back again for another weekend review on the world of talk radio, the talk radio stage, if you will, which is an audio stage. And some of the stars are here to talk with us about what's going on according to Talkers Magazine, the items that are on the charts for this week. Joining us is Jennifer Horn from KRLA in Los Angeles and this program, the Good Day program, which extends its wings to take in the conversation about some of the things we actually don't talk about on the Good Day Show, but because they're hot and they're in the overall, in the case of items to be discussed, or being discussed, actually, on some of the more traditional and more political talk radio stations. That's where the list comes from. So Jen's here, Jay Kirshner is here from the Good Day program, and I'm Doug Steffen. The list includes, but not limited to, number 10, the Senate dress code. Yeah, let's hear it for white shirts and narrow ties and narrow
lapels. Sweatpants for all.
Yeah. All right, let's see here. The Federal Trade Commission and its quest to go get Amazon. Go get them. Yeah. Number 9, let's see here. Number 8 is the investigation of the young and restless Hunter Biden. Let's see. Number 7, one of the biggest crooks to come along in a long, long time is Mr. Menendez. He's a senator from New Jersey, and he's also a crook. I thought that about him decades ago. He's
but
a crook.
But he gets to stay in court.
Oh, yes, right.
Because he put his money in his jacket pockets. Doesn't mean anything. He's old school.
No. That's it, right? Cash is king. Number 6. The migrant situation getting more ridiculous every day. Number 5, the impeachment inquiry, also kind of ridiculous. Number 4, the Trump. It's another, whether it's ridiculous or a sideshow, whatever it is, it's the Trumpster at his best. Number 3, and you kind of saw that with the UAW, the visit that Trump had and Biden, both of them went to see the workers. But Trump managed to. Now, Jennifer, you were very much involved in the presidential debate, or the Republican debate
great.
On Wednesday.
I was there, which was so much fun.
Yeah, it was at the Reagan Library, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that the Reagan? Yeah, okay. So these guys are all up there interrupting each other and sounding.
Well, the debate was atrocious, but being at the library was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, it's fun. That's great. Yeah. No, I'm with you on that. I love that place. Oh, my God.
Of the presidential libraries I've been, it's absolutely the most beautiful. And California has two. We have the Nixon Library, which also gets kind of the short shrift, but it's amazing. They have a replica.
Well, that's because it's Nixon. Nobody liked Nixon. I mean, everybody loved Reagan. So
they
that's
have
right.
the replica of the East Room. They have Nixon's birthplace.
They have the airplane.
Right in the backyard. It's really
never mind all that other stuff. They got the airplane.
But the Reagan has Air Force One, and it sits in the pavilion, and that's where the debate was. So they had all of these windows behind the debate stage. You could watch the sun come down over Simi Valley. Yeah. Air Force One just kind of hovering over everything. Yeah. Really, really cool setup.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, as you said, the debate itself was a waste of time, but it was nice ambiance.
Do you want my little update here about that?
Yeah, because you were there. Update. Let's have it. Yeah, why not? Let's go.
So I, you know, this kind of stuff, I just geek out for it. And I had never been to a presidential debate. So I got up there early because I was doing several hits for some of the different shows and news channels and stuff like that. So I got up there early. You go up the hill. They have you in a bus, and they take you up to the Reagan Library from downhill. And, of course, as soon as you get there, what was notable is all the Trump supporters were at the bottom of the hill. So they had all of their flags. They had a sign that said something to the effect of, we need Trump to save our country. Like, you know, just a bunch of stuff. And they were there all day and, in fact, picked up steam. On the way down the hill, there were even more of them. So that was interesting to see. I didn't see any counter-protesters, which they were reporting on the news. There was going to be, like, people from Armenia. There's a conflict with Azerbaijan right now. That
more than that, the Azerbaijanis, just as an aside, as a perhaps a subtext story, the Azerbaijanis are murdering cutthroats.
And cutting off their trade Armenian. And stuff. Right.
Awful.
So it was, they were supposed to be there. I didn't see anybody that was a counter-protester. Just everybody there was pro-Trump at the bottom. So when you get up the hill, lots of security. You had to walk through metal detectors every time you came out of a different area. But the expected 500 members of the media, they had 700 members of the audience. Each campaign got to bring in 10 different delegates or 10 different people with them as part of their delegation. And there were 400 or 500, I can't remember what she said, workers from the Reagan Library, Fox, who did the Fox Business Debate, and then Univision. So think about how many people were in that library. It was actually probably a busier day than most days at
the
library.
Yeah, that's a pretty big library. I remember going up there the day that I did. It was in September. I remember this because Megan was pregnant with my grandson, Miles, so it was 8 years ago, it was 8 years ago this week that I went up there. And I didn't like it. I loved it.
I know.
It was one of those geeky, you just said it, geeky. Yeah, I mean,
One of the things that I did, and it just kind of like, it hit you. I came outside the tent because it was really hot inside the press tent. And I went and sat on a bench because I was doing it just a phone hit instead of a video hit. And so I sat on the bench and I looked over as I was waiting for the phone to ring and I see the final resting place of President Reagan and Mrs. Reagan. I thought, what would they think of all this?
Like,
what would they be thinking right now? Where would he be on things like Ukraine or on the economy or on
Biden? He'd be a leader because he was a leader. He would have been a leader. We don't have leaders now. We have people who make a lot of noise. One of the things about sitting, I know exactly where you were sitting, looking down from there into the valley is one of the most beautiful. It's the Simi Valley. If you sit there right by where
you
they're...
You can see the ocean on clear.
Yeah, one side and then the valley on the other. It's fabulous. All right, anyway.
So that was really fun. It kind of hits you, like, what you're doing. But at the reception, a lot of the Fox dignitaries, you know, I saw Brett Baer and Kellyanne Conway in person and Bill Malusian, Pete Hegseth, a lot of the different folks were there. Almost every person that you know that covers politics on the media, in the media, was there. I sat and watched the debate right down the row from Dana Bash from CNN, Jonathan Carl from ABC. I did, and the spin room. And so the buzz was less about the candidates and more about the fact that Gavin Newsom, our California governor, showed up. And everybody was waiting to see him. And I don't, you know, this guy is so scary because he is so slick. And I know what his policies do because
Sid
I live
slick.
In the
That's
state
it.
Of California.
Yep.
And he's a slimewad. And I hope that people are smart enough to see it. But I don't know. I don't know. He's pretty good. And he threatens anybody who wants, like, a sane country because he is not the face
toxic.
Of sanity.
Mm-hmm. He's toxic. That's how you were, too. All right, speaking of toxic, number one story this week is the potential government shutdown. Me being the eternal optimist that I am still thinks now as we do this program, I don't want to spend much time on it because this program airs all through the weekend. But as we do it, there's still a couple of days or some number of hours. And I still think that perhaps there's a chance that we won't go into this unbelievable waste of money and time and effort. All because of 25 or 30 nutwads on either side of the party or either side of the aisle. But because it's an innocuous kind of thing as the program airs over Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, not much we can do about seeing what the outcome will be. And so we'll all wake up Monday morning to a new world order. Hooray! All right, what President Biden has done this week... I'm amazed. He was about as blistering as he's been. He's not much at this stuff, but he really took off on Trump, which I think is in order because Trump's been taking off on him. Neither of them have had anything new to say. It's just now it's Donald Trump and the MAGA extremists. What happened to MAGAGA? I thought the new thing was MAGAGA, not MAGA.
Well, you can't make America great again because, Joe Biden ruined it. So it's back to make America
back
great
again. Okay. All right. So anyway, he was in Arizona. He said democracies don't have to die at the end of a rifle. They can die when people are silent, when they fail to stand up or condemn threats to democracy. Joe, you're as much of a threat to democracy as he is. So both of you are losers. In my book, that's not necessarily what... we have to spend some time on this stuff because it's the Talk Radio Review. Jay, you're being very quiet, and I always want to have, because you add some peace and quiet to our conversation.
No.
Sometimes. And so, no, apparently. Biden criticized Republicans for not only their approach to Trump, but the fact that Trump said, what was the, it's Miller, right? Or Milley? Who's the general that Trump said
general
should be
Milley.
Executed?
Mark Milley?
Yeah.
Who are you talking about?
Yeah. Deserved the death penalty. That didn't go over too well with a lot of people.
I don't know. There's just so much insanity and
yeah.
a lot of nerve.
Nothing you can do, even you being the Trump supporter you are, to defend that. That's an indefensible statement.
Of what?
Telling the...
Mark Milley getting the death penalty?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's indefensible. Meant to throw stones, but there's a lot of anger built up against Mark Milley. I mean,
well, but that's quite, but a lot of it's been created by Trump.
The death that was created, and the opportunities. I mean, people have to look at Afghanistan, and they are furious about that.
But that wasn't Milley's necessarily. He wasn't in that all by himself. He was maybe part of it, but no. Okay. And by the way, you can go back if you're supposedly a good Republican and you look into what went on as to going into Afghanistan after September 11, 2001 and going in there for a couple of years and then we pull out and go to Iraq. That is one of the biggest, most shameful moments in American history. We've had plenty of them, but in my mind,
that's one of the things that Trump constantly mentions, is that he always screamed loudly about how that was a terrible idea. That was a bad idea.
Yep. It's ridiculous. All right. So anyway, that's the Biden side of things. I suppose we've heard all of the Trump stuff. We ought to probably talk about the Trump legal situation. We'll do that as we move ahead here on the Talk Radio Review. It's 18 past the hour.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Car Pro News. Here's Laura Reynolds.
Hey guys, fall means more than the return of pumpkin spice flavored coffee. It's also the return of lower gas prices. Did you notice that the national price of gas went down a penny last week? Okay, so it's not very much, but Andy Gross with AAA told me that prices typically go down this time of year because drivers switch to a cheaper winter blend of fuel. The problem is that the price per barrel of crude oil is so high that we're not really seeing a difference what we pay at the pump. Last week, crude was over $90 a barrel, and demand actually increased. Still, AAA is predicting that high gas prices may be done for the year. How much are you paying in your area? The national average last week was $3.86 a gallon. Here's hoping AAA is right and prices will continue to drop. Check out our website, carpro.com. You'll find lots of articles about new vehicles and recalls and all sorts of things automotive related. With today's Auto News, I'm Laura Reynolds.
That's the roar of a 2023 Ram Power Wagon, and it might just become yours. It's the CarPro.com Win This Truck for Just a Sawbuck promo. Imagine winning a truck worth over $100,000 for just $10. Plus, we're throwing in $8,500 cash to cover those taxes. And your entry supports the Hope Local Charity for Foster Kids. Hurry, visit CarPro.com now and enter as many times as you'd like. CarPro.com, where you have a friend in the car buying business and maybe a new Ram Power Wagon in your driveway.
Oh, Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Social media time now on the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner. The week in review, if you will. We often post on all of our social media sites, which you can access by just using at Good Day Networks. That's the way into all of them, answering questions that Jay posts during the course of the week. First item of interest here, regardless of your political party, which of the GOP candidates do you feel are rising above the rest? Who's going to the top of the list? All right, so Jay, what are we getting from a lot of our listeners who seem
to be
into this?
Mary McLaughlin says, Haley or Chris, we need some experience in the White House right now.
Chris, yes. There's something about him. I'm with you. I like him. I actually like the
two
of
these people. Are we talking, Chris, like Chris Christie?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right, I know that's
you
an
like
athlete
him
you. I like him because I don't like all the focus on Trump, but I like him because I just find him.
You'd hate
maybe
him.
It's my Northeasternness, but.
Yeah, but I think 4 seconds ago you weren't a fan of him. But
oh, no. I'm happy to admit I'm changing stripes, but I'm looking at all these clowns. I've never been on DeSantis's wagon. I would never use the word despise with any of these people because I don't want to give him that much energy. But I find him to be such a lollygagger, a DeSantis. Tim Scott, I think, has a lot of good things to say. Nikki Haley does as well. I think these people are all posturing to be vice presidential candidates, which will be interesting, isn't it? Who's the governor that skinny mini that he was with? Was it South Dakota's governor? The lady that
Chris,
Trump?
You know?
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Man, she needed it.
I think of anybody on the stage, the person who has the best chance of being vice president is probably Tim Scott.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. That would actually not be a bad pick.
Really like Tim Scott. He's just having trouble standing out because he's too nice of a person.
Well, mm-hmm. And nobody even commented for him. It's all Haley or Chris, Trump.
Definitely getting the push, I think, now from the party, because the party was all about DeSantis, and then DeSantis kind of failed them and petered out, and so now the party
he failed himself because he's a boob. All right, let's keep going. Who else? What else have we got here?
Mike Willard says Trump, his policies have worked almost every time. Gretchen Hollingsworth echoes Trump. He has always been for the people and doesn't play political games.
Oh, come on.
Amen to that, sister.
No, bunk him.
Ingrid Griffin.
Political
wrong.
Games. That's a
big news, Doug. Fake
bunch
news.
Of baloney. Good
wrong.
God.
Wrong.
Keep going.
Ingrid Griffin says, if I was a Republican voter, I would prefer Mike Pence. To me, he is the only one that has morals.
Morals? How do you define that? Maybe we need to go dig into that a little bit deeper. Mike Pence is wallpaper, as far as I'm concerned. Other than that, he's got a nice head of hair, and he's got a nice smile, and he speaks a... He was always kind of a lousy talk host. He's not much, wasn't much better. He stood up to Trump, though, at the end. I got to give him that. So that's why people pay attention to him.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
The five people in the Republican Party who don't like Trump.
You know what I call Mike Pence? I call him No Shot.
No, you're right. I think that's accurate. Who's next?
Donna loses Ramaswamy. He articulates a lot of policies that would empower the American people and expresses his thoughts in
very
a rational
so.
Manner without insulting people.
I agree.
That is a that's nice change him. Of things.
Yep, it is. He's good.
Gretchen Stoller says DeSantis. He's not Trump. Honestly, he can do a better job than Trump. Extra points in my book for being a veteran. We need a younger generation in that office, and he's got my vote.
Okay, we do need a younger generation in the office. I'm 100% with you, Gretchen, on that one, but that's as far as it goes. But listen, to each his own. What else?
Johnny Powell says, I think Nikki Haley, I think the fact that she is willing to tell the Republicans that they are just as guilty as the Democrats on the spending is the proper course of action. There's plenty of blame to go around.
Mm-hmm. Blame, there's all the blame game these guys all want to play, but what fixes the problem? What's your solution? Never mind pointing your finger. That's why I don't. Chris Christie's got a problem because he just keeps pointing the finger at Trump. All right. We've arrived at the point.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The federal government is hours away from a potential shutdown that would have an impact on Americans throughout the country. Congress has until the end of Saturday to pass a budget or risk a lapse in spending that could mean furloughs for workers, the expiration of some benefits, delays in travel, and park closures. A former U.S. Department of Justice prosecutor whose work includes sending people to prison over January 6 has been arrested, accused of stabbing a Florida man in a road rage fight on a bridge outside Tampa, Florida. Florida Highway Patrol is reporting troopers arrested 38-year-old Patrick Douglas Scruggs on the Howard Franklin Bridge after he allegedly hacked up a 35-year-old man with a pocket knife. Scruggs is accused of smashing through the window and stabbing stabbing the other driver multiple times. The victim was taken to the hospital with serious injuries, but is expected to survive. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's gonna be a good day.
Hi guys, it's Jen, and don't forget we're rolling out the red carpet just for you. You're the star. Call 855-999-DOUG and add to the conversation. That's 855-999-3684.
My favorite one-hit wonders from the 60s is number 4, I think, on the list of the top 100 one-hit wonders, according to Sirius XM and Dave Heffel this past weekend. Would you like the way I pay attention to that stuff? Jennifer, right on.
I think you're always engaged, and I appreciate that.
That's right. And I appreciate your being engaged as well. All right.
We engage with different things sometimes. Like
well, if your father were here instead of you, he'd be engaged in the same conversation.
I know. You would always, you'd ace me out for him.
Right, exactly. All right. Let's get back to what's going on here. Talk Radio Review. The charts for the week of September 25th to the 29th, according to Talkers Magazine. All of these items are published each week, so you can see them. I try to go through the list at least once in each hour so that you have the formal story list and people list. Number 5 this week on the list from Talkers Magazine. They've done the research. We talk about it. Biden and the impeachment inquiry. the whole business about whether he is guilty of whatever he's guilty of. There are a lot of Republicans who don't want to do this. Kind of a waste of time and effort and money. There are plenty of things you can take shots at Biden about. Plenty, 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 without wasting the revenue that's so hard to come by, especially with interest rates. Look at the economy. Look at the economic news this past week. Not good. So they have more money.
I don't think it's a waste of money. I just think selfishly what I don't want to see is I don't want to see them actually impeach him, because I'd like to see someone run against him. He's easy to beat. He's a crook. That's in my mind. My
but people
heart
say that about Trump, although he's not easy to beat. He's a crook.
I know, but people also just like to talk without actually using facts. You know I don't do that here.
Nah,
so what I'll tell
really?
You this week we've discovered about Joe, because it's always something, is that for all the times he said he never talked to Hunter about his business dealings, that
That
was a lie.
Nobody believes that.
Doesn't matter, Doug. He said it, and he said it on a debate stage, and he swore to it 1,000 times. The guy is a lying crook. And so then he comes out and says, I'm tired of that, because I'm giving you reasons why Joe Biden actually lied.
Yes.
Find the lie for Trump. Give me a Trump lie.
The problem here is,
this is the problem. People say Trump's a liar, Trump's a this, and I say, give me a Trump lie, and you can't give me one. But I can tell you that Joe Biden lied about
Number. He said he paid all of his subs, and he hasn't paid all of his subs. All the people that contract to work for him said he always paid him. He didn't pay him. There's plenty of them that went bankrupt because he didn't pay
them. Have the proof of that?
Sure. There's plenty of stuff. You can go back in the list. That's the easy way out. However, if you go back, and he's notorious for that stuff, for years, decades, anyway.
So, just continuing on this path for a second.
Yes, okay.
So, the latest that has come out are wire forms that show $250,000 sent via wire to Hunter Biden at his dad's home address. That's Joe Biden's home address, where he still lives today, on the wire paperwork. That's number one. Number two, last weekend, it slowly came out that instead of the $20 million they've been able to track into Biden's shell corporations, the number's now $50 million. They've uncovered another $30 million.
Good retirement fund.
That's the problem, is that we kind of laugh it off, but the problem is that he's using our taxpayer dollars to strong arm people around the country around the world, so that he makes money for himself and his family.
Nobody's questioning that. And I'm trying not to do what I criticized you and others when something comes up about Biden or Trump. The other guy did it too. At some point, there has to be an end to all of that discussion and dialogue, because it gets you no place. It doesn't prove anything about one person to say the other person does the same thing. The thing that we need is to find good leadership, and we haven't found it. We don't have it. And no matter what happens with this election, unless there's a surprise of surprises, we still don't have it. The economy is in the tank. Now, maybe Trump can do something about that, because the economy was better when he was president. But there are all these other things that are swirling around that become distractions. As soon as he set foot into the White House, the Democrats will try to impeach him. You know that. And so what I was saying about the waste of money before on both of these counts, Biden's impeachment, all the stuff, the Trump legal problems are costing the taxpayer hundreds of millions of dollars, whether it be the New York taxpayer, federal, because all of these accusations, all these charges require big, elaborate legal teams, and they're getting paid by you and me. So that's what I find very distracting.
I think what you are absolutely right about is that we are now in a tit for tat, and I do think that it doesn't stop until I don't even know what makes it stop at this point.
Yep, I don't either.
Because people are so wanting to just hear what they want to hear, and that's it.
Yeah.
And they already make up their minds, and they like who they like, and they hate who they hate, and that's that. It's,
okay,
it's
so that's why I don't talk about it much on the Good Day program, because it doesn't go very far.
It's not a great thing to celebrate your day with.
No. All right, here's a California story this is not on the story list. This kidnapped 17-year-old who was rescued from a motel room. He was being held for ransom in Santa Maria. What the heck is the story behind the story of that?
The border sits wide open, and we're allowing the cartels to absolutely run it. And that's exactly what people believe happened here. They think that this was the result of one of the cartels. This kid is 17 years old. He's driving on the street. Somebody T-bones him, gets him out of the car, and then takes him at gunpoint into a Jeep where they're holding him, and the ransom calls are coming from Mexico. And so the mother's beside herself. She's freaking out. According to somebody, they said that the father had done some crazy business dealing a while ago, and that was why this kid was targeted. But I haven't heard that that's true. That could have just been some weird excuse. But they have the kid for 4 days. Now, they finally used the car information. They had, like, a Jeep that they had purchased or stolen, something that was listed on Facebook Marketplace. And that's how they were able to track him to this hotel. And they busted in and found the kid locked up in the corner.
Ridiculous reality.
If you're a mom, though, think about all the dangers that you think about when your kid leaves the house every day.
Yep.
And now the latest is that you have to think that they're going to be in a car accident and someone's going to try to kidnap them.
Mm. All right, so that sort of is a way of discussing part of our concern on number six this week, the story list, the migrant crisis. There are plenty of stories like that. I want to spend some time talking about the illustrious career of Senator Menendez, who this week, number seven on the story list is the Menendez case, and he's number six on the people list. I've always thought this guy was a sleaze from the first time I met him, which was almost 20 years ago. He's got a new big-boobed wife who apparently is pretty good in the idea department, so she's been charged with him. If I read all of this stuff correctly, Jennifer.
Don't sleep on the wife on this one. Because apparently they got engaged in 2018. She was in financial ruins. She had a bunch of properties. Everything was upside down. She was, like, getting ready to lose everything. And then all of a sudden she got engaged and married to Senator Menendez, and things started to turn around. And in the indictment, they have a lot of different text messages between the wife. So it would go wife, Menendez, and these Egyptian businessmen. And that's where the indictment stemmed from. Now, I agree that Menendez has always been involved in, like, the wrong side of stuff, right? I mean, he always has. But at the same time, he gets his day in court. It seems incredibly stupid when you take money from someone to have their DNA in an envelope and you shove it in a jacket pocket. I mean, that seems short-sighted. But I also think, unfortunately, politics at play here, and that is that this is being used. I almost think that this comes out now because this is being used by Democrats who are calling for his resignation more than any Republican, not a Republican.
Because they want another Democrat to get in there.
Well, they do, but they also want to say, look, this is how we handle our people with problems. Look at everything's fair under the law. And I think they're using this guy as a scapegoat. I mean, look at the response over him and his $450,000 that he allegedly took in bribes compared to the, as I told you, $50 million now of the Biden family. The response is not quite the same from the Democrats that are elected in
Susan Rice doesn't like Menendez. That's why he's in trouble. Meanwhile, number nine on the people list is the ever-loving John Fetterman, Pennsylvania Democratic senator, who, among other things
today,
this week... it is kind of sad because we spent a lot of time talking about the Senate dress code and how he kind of he came on the short stick there. They voted to dress up in suits and ties, and this is a very important group. So to come in with a sweatsuit, and so he comes in and he says, well, I have to do it for medical reasons or something, right? Isn't that what he...
I don't even know if he said medical reasons. I don't know. He's notorious for dressing like this, even before the stroke, when he was like lieutenant governor of Pennsylvania. He's just never dressed up.
Yeah.
And so Chuck Schumer changed the rules, and then there was an outcry from everybody saying there should be some decorum on the floor of the Senate.
Yeah.
And so they voted on it again, and that's when it was decided that they're going to reverse the dress code. But I don't know. I say hoodies for everybody, you know, just... parachute pants, bikinis, whatever you want.
That's right. Bring your pajamas, too, while you're at it. After all, we work in our pajamas. Why shouldn't they? Right?
Pants optional.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Okay. So, with regard to Fetterman, he was, I think, the first one to be open about expelling Menendez also.
His aide was actually pretty funny. I have to give him credit for this. His aide said that they were going to return the $5,000 that was given to Fetterman in $100 bills in an unmarked envelope. It's kind of amusing.
Yeah, that's kind of amusing. All right. Now, this is sort of a subtext. Oh, a couple of things about election stuff first. The number of Democrats who are being herded like cats by Susan Rice and the others who are running the Democratic Party, who are coming out now, the high-profile list of Dems who are fanning out all over the country to promote Joe Biden for president. And, of course, with that, all of these people have their own, the business of supporting Joe and getting in good graces with the Democratic National Committee means I want to be first on the list for the next round, right? Let's look at 2028, never mind 2024. We want to run, and Newsom is the biggest
phony on that
list.
Right. Yeah.
Right? I mean, who else is on there?
I think Newsom, Governor Whitmer is probably one. The other one that doesn't get a lot of attention that I actually think is pretty compelling is it Wes Brown, I think is his name? He's the governor of Delaware. Really, yeah. You want to talk about someone who has it, like that it factor and the charisma?
Yeah.
Definitely one of those. And he's military.
What about Representative Ro Khanna? California's different.
He gets a lot of attention. I don't know that he has a lot of name recognition throughout the country.
Well, he's been going to New Hampshire. He's been three times up there wandering around. He doesn't know his way around New Hampshire.
A lot of people thought he was going to run for Dianne Feinstein's seat in the in the Senate, but he chose not to. He's a surrogate now for Barbara Lee, who's one of the candidates. I think he's interesting because he's a Democrat who will go on conservative media, and that always intrigues me. It's a thing that I can compliment Newsom on, as much as I hate it, is he goes on conservative media.
James
Carville, preaching to the choir.
Who was the architect of Bill Clinton's victory, mm-hmm. and has been around strategizing for years, is on his bandwagon. I thought that was
interesting. Huh?
Yeah, right. All right, Jennifer, hold on to your hat, please. It's 48 after the hour. You're listening to the Talk Radio Review.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAVEL for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAVEL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAVEL for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
Doug Stephanie with a reminder about that fabulous opportunity I've been talking about for a couple of months where you can get two free nights in Las Vegas, and all you have to do is dial up this number, 800-419-DOUG. That happens to spell Doug, and you can spell it out with using the numbers 3684. So if it's easier for you, 800-419-3684, call that number right now and be one of the first 10 to get in, and you'll be on your way to having a great time, couple of free nights, yours, in Las Vegas, by dialing 800-419-DOUG. What could be simpler? There's no contest involved here. It's just fun. Nobody's going to ask you for your name, your date of birth, all that stuff. Nope. Just anticipate fun. 541 Travels has put this deal together, so latch on to that and them by dialing 800-419-DOUG. That's 800-419-3684.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
It's Car Talk time here on the Good Day program at 53 past the hour. We are graced by the presence of one Nick Miles, who is responsible for all the content on OurAutoExpert.com. So, he's been out driving Subarus in the Great Salt Lake, the flats. Where did you drive these Subarus? What do you want us to know about Subarus?
You know, they're doing these wilderness versions of their vehicles, which is...
That's what the Rover people used to do. Don't you remember the Land Rover challenges? They used to have those all the time.
Yeah, so these are sort of the raised-up versions of your regular Subarus. They give them extra cladding. They give them a little bit more of an off-road feel. They do an off-road package for them. And then you can take them and camp on the roof. They give them sort of these tent roofs and... You can do all the camping ratings, and they give them extra rubber floors, and it was a lot of fun. I got dusty and dirty, and did a bunch of off-roading. It was definitely sort of the family: take your bike, take your dog, take your tent, and have a great weekend in the Utah desert. So,
all right,
good time.
A couple of other things of interest: the Maserati plant in Italy is closed down. I know a lot of people who think the Maserati is a really special brand. But apparently not enough. So you think they're done, or you think they'll go back?
Yeah, I think they're trying to just work out who they are, what they are, whether it's worth continuing. Sales up 41% last year, but it's only about 15,000 vehicles a year. And is that enough to sustain a car company? And this is a luxury Italian company. And
is that all they do is make those cars? That's it? That's the only thing they make in that plant?
Well, they make Fiats as well, actually. I think they make some of the little Fiats in the same factory, but ultimately they're on suspension. It may have something to do with the strike, the UAW strike, the fact that some of the parts are made in the United States.
Yeah.
But ultimately, I'm not sure there's enough to sustain a small brand like that. When Lamborghini are selling absolutely everything they make, I'm not sure that they can actually sustain themselves, and they may be coming to the end of the life of Maserati.
All right, speaking about the strike, United Auto Workers is going to announce a a bunch of different strike targets, all aimed at the big three automakers. I think that there is back and forth here, and as we hear this program over the course of the, you'll probably be heard here and there over the weekend, but I wonder, because it's Friday, they are scheduled to have some more talks, right? Even with the looming, let's strike some more Ford. Ford seems to be more in their crosshairs than GM and Chrysler. Do you think that's true or not?
I mean, I think Ford were the ones that were the only ones that were at the table, and now Ford has sort of backed off, and so they're being more aggressive with them again. The truth is, all they need to do is strike at the parts, factories, because ultimately they won't be able to make cars if they're not making parts, right? That's
of course.
The theory, but you know, they're going to step it up. The parts weren't enough, so they're going to get more aggressive. I will tell you right now, Doug, it's going to get nasty before it gets better, and we're going to see a bigger shortage in cars. We're already getting low on trucks in the Northeast and in the northern states above the Mason-Dixon line. It's going to get worse before it gets better, and I think we need to be in for the long haul. This isn't going away until sometime in late November.
So my friend who's the auto dealer that has 29 dealerships here in the Northeast, but mostly Massachusetts and New York, has taken a position with the electric cars. I told you about electric and how they're not doing it. They sold a bunch of cars, electric cars, to dealers in California because what's happening here is they're pushing the electric cars on the dealers and places where people don't want to buy electric cars. So what they're doing is the dealers are getting smart and they're shipping them all to California, then the dealers sell them out there, which I thought was kind of an interesting.
Yeah.
So, and I've seen a lot of Rivians lately. What's the status? It's a new company. They're making trucks and SUVs. What do they cost and where are they going? What do you think?
Well, you know, Rivian used to have this like 2-year waiting list at one point. Now they're down to a 6-week waiting list. You can actually go buy them directly from the factory. So
is that because they're more popular and they're making more, or because they're less popular and they have kept making them, you know, to the same limit that they were?
Yeah, they're actually, people aren't buying them like they used to. They're making about the same amount all the time, but people are buying less and less of them. So it's like electric cars. They've kind of reached their saturation point. And you're going to start finding less and less people buying electric cars, more of them on dealer lots. Easier to get.
That's exactly what I told you my experience, or my friend's experience is. Backing up, people want internal combustion engines, cars that are reliable, especially if the power grid goes out in states like California. You got to be nuts to buy these things. All right, our friend Nick Miles, check out his great website, OurAutoExpert.com.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.